Welcome to the after show. It's Tony, Christy, and Nikki, our little podcast at warm1013.com. If you like what you hear, tell your friends and have them just give them the link. And if you don't like what you hear, keep your mouth shut. So, I promised you on the show today I would tell you where mac and cheese, how we got mac and cheese in America.
Which, by the way, do you guys like the spirals or the regular just noodly deals?
I don't
regular, I think.
Oh, for some reason, spirals taste better to me.
Really?
Okay. And in other news, they have this like Cheetos jalapeno flavor mac and cheese that my boyfriend's kids love.
I would like that.
Dear Lord help us. It's amazing.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. So mac and cheese was brought to America from France.
In the
late 1700s or early 1800s by none other than Thomas Jefferson.
Stop it.
He served it as president for state dinners. Can you imagine going to a state dinner?
Mac and cheese.
State dinner and serving mac and cheese. Can you imagine the president serving mac and cheese for a state dinner? But back then, a couple hundred years ago.
It was probably amazing.
It probably was. I'm sure they didn't use Kraft.
Yeah, I'm sure.
The cheese powder.
Hey, what's wrong with Kraft?
Nothing. It's fine.
It's wonderful. Sure. When I make it, I use fancy Italian cheese.
Oh, you do?
Oh, yeah.
With the Kraft?
No, please. I don't use that stuff.
Oh, listen. I don't even use Kraft. I use generic. It can be great value Walmart brand. It can be Wegmans. It can be anything, and I love it.
Oh, Nick, you're so funny.
It's delicious.
Okay.
You know, I will say that I don't mind the regular old mac and cheese, you know, the Kraft stuff. But no, when I do it, of course, my name has an avowal. I got to do something fancy. Can't do Kraft.
What a waste of money.
I've been doing this thing in the Velveeta box. It's down home mac and cheese. Amazing.
The boys, my fiance's boys, love the Velveeta.
Yeah.
They think that's fancy.
In the Velveeta cheese container, you can make a homemade mac and cheese. They would love it. Nate loves it. Jason loves it. Everybody I've made it for loves it. Mm. You should try it.
I want some so bad, but I'm still on the low-carb diet.
When you're not, try it.
Mm. By the way, breakthrough, guys. I have been trying to get below a certain number for over a year, and I'm 1 pound away.
Ooh, good for you. Is this so we can fit into some sort of wedding dress soon?
No, just goals, you know.
Yeah. See, this is a zero-sum game. For every pound you lose, I gain one. That's how it works.
Come on, Tony.
It's not working for us, Nikki.
Did somebody bring you M&Ms?
No. No, but here's the deal. My wife's out of town on some family business. And when she goes out of town, I go to the grocery store. I inevitably come home with stuff I shouldn't. And I did it again. Cozy? What's that pudding?
That's the kind you bought last time.
Yes, it's
pudding?
The best. What's
Cozy
it called?
Shack?
Cozy Shack, yes. Chocolate Cozy Shack chocolate pudding.
Stop
God.
Tony.
It's Tony's like the best thing. And you know what else I bought?
You got to get my pudding.
No, I'm not like Bill Cosby at all. Please don't ever say that again.
We must get the pudding.
But you know what else I bought? Okay. Reese's Peanut Butter Cups has the double stuffed Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
Oh my gosh, Tony.
Oh my God. It was crazy.
These are sinful.
They are. They're very simple.
They sound really yummy.
They are crazy good. Mix the two together, I'm telling you right now.
The peanut butter cups and the pudding.
You do not sound like Bill Cosby at all, by the way.
I don't know.
It's okay. Please don't mention Bill Cosby's name.
That's true. Gosh, we can't even go there anymore, can we?
No.
Did I ever tell you what happened when he was at the Jell-O Museum?
No.
Okay, well, so back in the day, before all the controversy with Bill Cosby, I got sent to Leroy, you know, home of Jell-O, birthplace of Jell-O. They had the Jell-O Museum. And Bill Cosby was there. He showed up in sweatpants.
Oh, yeah.
And a sweatshirt, like a, you know, a little...
Gym teacher, yeah.
I was like, well, there was a stain on the pants. It was weird. And he, as he was passing my photographer... He gave my photog a little tap where the sun don't shine.
Really?
Yeah.
Was your photographer a male or a female?
Male. Just weird.
Well, that's weird.
The last time, and I can say this is going to sound like a funny sentence, the last time I spoke with Bill Cosby, and it's...
Because we did speak with Bill Cosby.
I remember right before everything happened.
Right before everything broke.
Yeah.
It was the weirdest conversation I've had in my life.
It was weird.
Did we keep any of that? It was an hour. It was 45 minutes. We got three minutes and 20 seconds.
It was so weird.
Edit so much of it.
Well, from 45 minutes to 3 minutes, yeah.
Wow.
It was awful.
It was weird.
I thought he was...
something was wrong.
I thought he was
on something.
Yeah,
wow.
Something.
I thought he was on something.
Did you? I just thought he was senile. But
or
was
that.
The weirdest.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah, it was very strange. And I got another Bill Cosby story. When I was in Italy, we went with Mario Danielli, you know?
Oh, yes. I love that story.
Yeah. And we went to... He took us every place. And then one place he took us was where they made the... coffee machine, you know, the espresso makers, the one that they sell for like $20,000.
Oh, right.
And that day, this is way before anything happened with Bill Cosby, the owner of the company was so excited because he came out and told us, in his broken English, he says, I just got off of the phone with Mr. Bill Cosby. He ordered one of my machines. I'm so happy.
Oh, my goodness.
Right? And then we find out later that he was having women come up to his apartment because, can I make you espresso? And then he drug him. I mean, oh, my God,
oh.
Right?
My God.
The weirdest thing.
Wow.
Yeah. Who's up?
So weird.
Oh, things are moving so quickly in the Rudd household. You've probably heard I got engaged.
Yeah.
Super psyched. In preparation for upcoming nuptials, we decided, you know, we need to have one house, not two. And so he has kids. And they need to stay in their school district, so I'm going to have to move down to Livingston County.
Oh,
that's
right.
So I have been. We've talked about this before about Facebook Marketplace. It's like the thing now.
Right. I need to do that.
Oh, honey, anything you need to get rid of? I've had just these little mirrors or decorative pillows.
Mm-hmm.
I post it; they're gone in like 5 minutes.
That's awesome.
Good.
Crazy. And some things, larger things, can take longer, like my furniture. I had posted, I don't know, a week or two ago, and I just got rid of all my living room furniture.
Wow. That's amazing.
So it's going like
and people just come and pick it up.
Yeah, people come, pick it up, give
pay
it the cash.
You? That's awesome.
And I'm telling you, if anyone out there is looking to sell stuff, people just got that stimulus money.
Oh, girl, that's right.
Now
is the time.
Yeah.
Now is definitely the time.
Meanwhile,
to do
I'm sitting
that.
On a folding chair watching.
I was wondering what you were doing
when I get home from work.
Oh yeah. Speaking of stimulus money, so yesterday when I got home, crazy grandma, she was sitting there making calls, and I go, "What are you doing?" She's like, "I'm paying off one of my credit cards."
Well,
like,
hallelujah.
I said, "Oh, that's good. What else are you doing with your money?" "Well, I'm going to pay for the part of my hearing aids." I thought your other stimulus was paying for that part. Well, I spent that.
On what?
I don't know.
Cigarettes.
Probably.
Oh. Did she get a job yet?
No.
Is she applying?
No.
I thought this was her initiative.
Yeah, so did I. Didn't happen.
Oh, Christy.
No, girl. Moving on. Crazy grandma.
Oh, what are we going to
do? So there's something going on. Because of the pandemic, there actually is some good stuff that happened.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, everybody wants to join a band. So online retailer Sweetwater did $1 billion in sales last year.
Whoa.
$1 billion. Okay.
Sweetwater. What is Sweetwater?
I think I'm not, and I'm not 100% certain if it's owned by the same people that have Guitar Center.
Oh, musical but it's instruments, a, pro audio, Sweetwater
yeah,
music.
At a decent price, you know.
Music technology, yeah.
Yeah, so they had $1 billion in sales.
Tony's like, you got a guitar for me?
Exactly, exactly. I'm trying not to bind it, but there's something known as GAS, G-A-S, Gear Acquisition Syndrome. That's what musicians go through. I got to tell you, everybody, listen, I have a friend who has 60 guitars. I have seven.
Oh, my. Okay. That's called an addiction?
Well, it's something, yeah, because it is.
How many do you have?
I have seven or eight.
You were questioning me on shoe purchases for my child, which is a necessity, by the way.
Right.
You have guitars. More than one. For what reason? Because you're not on stage right now.
Right.
I will be.
You need to sell those guitars on Facebook Marketplace.
Yeah.
Full circle.
No, I can't sell guitars. I've had one guitar since I was in high school. Okay. You don't sell that.
Okay, then don't question me about my Yeezy purchases.
Yeezys.
Well, when you spend $250 on a pair of sneakers for your son who's going to outgrow them in a week, I'm going to question that.
Hey, it's every year he gets a pair.
He's got a point, Christy.
I don't want to hear any complaints about money
okay.
from you ever.
Okay, you either, by the way, Mr. Fancy Guitars. Just Nikki gets to complain because she don't nothing.
I know it.
Oh, my goodness.
So, all right, kids, that's the wrap for today on the After Show. Tell your friends. You can find it at warm1013.com and maybe share it with some of your friends, and we'll get more friends. How's that sound?
Sounds good.
All right. We'll catch you tomorrow on the radio on Warm 101.3.
Bye-bye.
See ya.